Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of January 23rd, 2012, with a cover story examining China. China's economy is facing headwinds as the global economy slows and it fights domestic inflation. The latest issue examines how far these factors will affect those doing business in the country now and in the long term. China's leaders are going to be hard-pressed to repeat the country's economic boom years, especially with Eurozone problems threatening to cause more havoc. Various articles include looks at aromatics. Full steam ahead for aromatics in China. Healthy domestic demand, growth, and new projects will come online in 2012. Ethylene. Chemical producers in China forge ahead. And the latest issue provides a top 15 China ethylene projects map. Polyethylene. China's polyethylene demand has been vastly understated, says a noted economist. And then we have a roundtable taking a look at questions that have been raised by the slowdown in the region. Meanwhile, in the rest of the latest issue, we take a look at Westlake's failed attempt to buy U.S.-based polyvinyl chloride manufacturer Georgia Gulf. Had the deal gone through, the combined company would have been the second largest PVC maker in the U.S. But this may not be over. Industry observers think that another company is interested in acquiring Georgia Gulf. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Then, among the issue's regularly scheduled columns, we take a look at polyethylene. Low inventory levels and some supply tightness are driving up prices of polyethylene in North America. In the U.S., December contract prices rose by 5 cents per pound for most of the market. This is the first price rise the U.S. polyethylene market has seen since April 2011. Repeated attempts to push through a 5 cent per pound increase since May were previously unsuccessful. The success of the increase this time stunned buyers, who reported it was unusual for an increase in December. Some buyers were said to be attempting to resist the price hikes, believing there was not enough demand to warrant the increase. But producers said there was no room left for discussion and their books were closed. Then it seems U.S.-based aluminum producer Alcoa forecasts global demand for caustic soda will drop as a result of expected cuts in alumina and aluminum production by customers in the coming weeks. All this and so much, much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.